It's not easy to learn the Sandler reversing techniques. After all, it's not something you were taught in school. Actually, you were taught just the opposite. Can you imagine being called on by your first grade teacher and responding this way? Johnny, would you please come before the class and tell us the answer to 1 plus 1? Of course, Mrs. Taylor. But why do you ask me that? Great reverse, if you want to spend the afternoon in the principal's office. Reverses by themselves can come across as being very harsh and arrogant. A softening statement which precedes a reverse decreases the pressure on the prospect. It makes him less defensive and better ensures that he'll give you a straight answer. Now, remember when you were a kid and you were afraid of the big dog next door? Remember how loud that dog's bark was? If you had to go into that neighbor's yard just a few feet from the dog, chances are you'd speak nice and easy. Easy, puppy. That's a good boy. Well, the same principle with softening statements. Nice and easy. Nurturing your reverses also helps. This may be difficult at first, because if you've become emotionally involved in the selling situation, you may want to answer the prospect's question. Although you may know the answer inside and out, you must deliver with an answer that is concerned, caring, and sincere. Nurturing is the key. Speak softly. Use softening statements in front of your reverses. Visualize yourself standing in your neighbor's yard, near that scary dog, and you'll hear your questions come out in a non-offensive way. The prospect asks, "What is the image resolution for this equipment?" And you reverse with, "George, why did you ask me that at this point?" "What's wrong with this?" Right, too abrasive. So here's the rule to accompany all your reverses. A softening statement has to come before all of your reverses. Here are some examples of softening statements. "Good question. I'm glad you asked me that." "Ah, that's a good point. That must be an important question to you." Now, let's try to soften and reverse the same prospect's question. "How much image resolution will your equipment produce?" You reverse with, "Good question, George. Why do you ask me that at this point?" Hear the difference? Remember, your tonality also helps to soften reverses. Practice using softening statements with your reverses. Use the following examples of technique as guides to master the reversing strategy. "That's a good question. Why do you ask me that?" "If you were me, what would you do?" "I get the feeling that," and then here you fill in the blank. "Is that a fair statement?" "Ah, that's an interesting point. But you're on page 7, and I'm still on page 3. Could we just back up for a moment?" "If you could wave a magic wand, what would you do?" "I don't understand. What were you hoping I would say?" "That's interesting. Could you tell me a little more about that?" "I'm not sure. What do you think?" "Help me with that. What does that mean?" "What?" When the prospect says something that's in your best interest, say, "What?" to allow your prospect to hear it a second time. Remember to use a softening statement so your reverses don't stick out like a sore thumb. And the next time your prospect asks you a question, don't answer. Soften and reverse instead. Listen in as David Sandler explains the softening technique in front of a group of salespeople.
If you just answer every question with a question, you are going to look very abrasive. Look, here's what you do. You play your customers for a minute, and I'm going to be Wally Week Closer. Okay, give me a typical question other than money that people ask you.
What is the delivery on your product?
What is the delivery on your product? And I say, why do you ask me that? Let's just try. Where did you ask me that, Ron? Can I ask you a question first? Why did you bring that up at this time? See, I'm glad you asked me that. Softens the question. It gives him time to get ready for something else to come. When I came back and said, why do you ask me that? Too strong. Too quick. Hurts too much. Who gave me the other one? Oh, go.
What's the warranty?
Makes sense. You want to know the warranty? The warranty, now it's another technique. You start the answer and you don't finish. Well, the warranty, that's easy. Wait a minute. Why did you, and then you, very nice and easy. The three most important words in asking questions are as follows. 1, 2, 3. Nurture, nurture, nurture. If you don't nurture your questions, you're going to look stupid. You got to be soft, you have to nurture, you have the softening statement, because questions by themselves are abrasive.